Well, winter has certainly not brought the much-needed moisture yet so far, but we certainly are hoping for some to occur in the next couple of months. Hello, this is Sandra Wick, crop production agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. The 2023 wheat crop is certainly struggling at this time, mostly from the limited moisture and growth development. However, in recent years, sulfur deficiency in wheat has become more common in many areas of Kansas, particularly in no-till wheat. During the current season, the wheat crop has likely taken up a very limited amount of sulfur due to two main reasons. Firstly, the majority of the sulfur needs by the crop will occur after spring greenup, when the crop grows through stem elongation or jointing. So fall sulfur needs by winter wheat is generally very small, which was worsened this year because of the small crop growth due to our droughty conditions. This not only limited crop emergence, but also fall tillering across most of the state. Secondly, the dry conditions also likely limited the sulfur movement into the root zone. Historically, sulfur deficiency was most common on high-yielding crops grown on irrigated or sandy soils that are low in organic matter and subject to quite a bit of leaching. However, due to reasons I just mentioned, an increasing number of finer texture soils have shown sulfur deficiency in recent years. Generally, sulfur-deficient wheat is yellow and stunted, and is observed in patches in the field, especially in areas where there has been previous soil erosion or soil movement. The patchy, sulfur-deficient areas of the field are often found on hilltops or side slopes where erosion has occurred and soil organic matter is reduced or where leaching is more pronounced. Sulfur deficiency in growing crops is often mistaken for nitrogen deficiency. However, unlike nitrogen deficiency, where the older leaves show firing and yellowing, with sulfur deficiency, the pale yellow symptoms often appear first on the younger or the uppermost leaves. Sulfur deficiencies in wheat have been showing up early in the spring, shortly after greenup, before the organic sulfur is mineralized from the soil organic matter and before wheat roots can grow into the subsoil to utilize any of the available sulfate accumulations. Deficiencies of sulfur are often difficult to identify because the chlorosis is not always obvious. Crops lacking sulfur also may be stunted, thin-stemmed, and spindly. In the case of winter wheat, sulfur deficiency delays jointing and early spring maturity. However, it can hasten late spring maturity and shorten the grain filling period. Winter annual wheat competition is also enhanced due to the slower growth and the lack of good tillering. At present, many fields in north central and northeast Kansas have an established history of sulfur deficiency for wheat. So, rather than waiting for symptoms to appear in the spring, producers may want to consider a winter top dress application of sulfur as a preventative measure. There are many different forms of sulfur in the soil and many different types of sulfur fertilizer. If you have further questions on sulfur management in wheat, stop by or give me a call. The Post Rock Extension District will be hosting one of the regional fertility management update meetings on Tuesday, January 24th in Lincoln at the St. Patrick Catholic Parish Hall, starting at 9:30 a.m. and concluding with lunch at noon. Thanks to lunch sponsor 181 Ag Supply out of Sylvan Grove. No cost to participate. However, RSVP is requested by January 18th, either online at www.postrock.ksu.edu or by calling any of our Post Rock Extension District offices in Beloit, Lincoln, Mankato, Osborne, or Smith Center. Please invite and bring your family and friends, and we hope to see you there. This is Sandra Wick, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District Crop Production Agent. Have a wonderful day.